Soil, soul and society. That's what we should all be focusing on, according to Satish Kumar, editor of Resurgence magazine.
We sometimes think that we have to save the planet and therefore just work to save the planet. And we have no time for our personal development. Then some people will say, oh, no, I can't be bothered with the planet. I just want to meditate and do my yoga and eat good food and organic food. And that's my soul purpose, and enhance and maintain my soul. Then people say, but how can you be bothered with just your personal growth when many, many millions of people are starving? There's so much social injustice, so much deprivation in society. So you have to work for social justice. So all these three dimensions are linked. I believe that looking after the planet and our natural habitat and our biosphere and ecosphere, and looking after ourselves and looking after our fellow human beings, are a continuum. So I want to present a trinity: soil, soul and society. And in every age, a kind of trinity has always been there. In the French Revolution, there was égalité, fraternité, liberté. And that was a good trinity for that time. But that trinity leaves out our concern for the environment. And that trinity also leaves out our concern for spiritual values. In the same way, there is a trinity of mind, body, spirit. But that also leaves out the social dimension, the ecological and environmental dimension. So I want to create a new trinity for the 21st century, for the age of ecology, for the age of environment. And that trinity is a holistic trinity, where working for the replenishment of the soil, working to replenish the soul, and working to replenish the society and human community are three legs of one stool. We cannot separate the ecological movement from spiritual movement and spiritual renewal, and we cannot separate ecology and spirituality from social justice.
And how do you think we move from the position that we are in at the moment, where this is very, very disparate, into this more joined up approach?
I always say that going alone is not going to take us very far. We have to work together. If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go further, go together. So my plea to our movement is that the social justice movement, the spiritual renewal movement, and the ecology movement should work together. And if we work together, we can bring about a much bigger transformation and a much bigger political and economic transformation. But if we all just stick in our little corner, then we are disunited and dispirited, and therefore we cannot have the kind of impact we want to create. Therefore, I want Friends of the Earth to work for the Soil Association, and a Soil Association to work with environmental movement as well as a social justice movement, and how poverty and deprivation and starvation can be removed. So all these movements coming together is the greatest challenge.
Do you think that's already happening a bit?
A little bit happening, and which is a good news. And many, many organizations are coming together. For example, Forum for the Future and the sustainability people, which are working in the business world, are working with Friends of the Earth. And Greenpeace are also joining in, and other organizations are also joining in. So now we need to create a more grassroots people's movement. It is not a question of membership organizations. It is not enough just to pay 10 or 20 pounds to Friends of the Earth or Greenpeace or some other organization. Membership is one step, but we have to create a kind of movement, like Mahatma Gandhi's movement for the independence of India, or Martin Luther King's movement for the liberation and the civil rights movement of the black people. Those are the kind of guidelines which can inspire us, and we can create movement of that kind on a grassroots level, where hundreds of thousands or even millions of people are working towards creating a sustainable future for whole of humanity and for whole of the earth.
And what do you think will motivate them to do that?
There are two motivations. One is motivation of fear, because we are worried, and we have to be worried about our impact and our footprint on the earth, and the consequence of our impact on the earth. The global warming, the climate change, the financial and capital breakdown, many, many problems which we face today, that is not going to be healthy for the future. So there is a kind of scenario where society and our systems may break down. So that's one motivation for which we have to come together. But the other motivation we have to promote is power of love and power of nonviolence. Power of love is in the sense that we have to take care of the earth and take care of people because we love the earth. We love nature. We cannot pollute our beautiful river like Thames and other rivers, because we love it. We want to keep it pure and clean and pristine. We don't want to cut down our rainforest, and we don't want to destroy our biodiversity, because if we destroy our biodiversity and we destroy our rainforest, we are going to be poorer for it. So love of nature, love of life, love of people, love of communities, that's another motivating force. So that was Mahatma Gandhi, and that was Martin Luther King. He used it, and Nelson Mandela, he used it, and the Dalai Lama, he is using it. These are the kind of examples which we can follow. So force of love, power of love on the one hand, and a fear that if we don't do something, then our society and our economic system, our political system and our industrial system and our civilization will be in peril.
That's Satish Kumar, editor of Resurgence magazine.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.